It would seem from the readings that we are given upon which to meditate on this Sunday that definitely one of the chief ideas and messages of this Sunday is that of the shepherds. And of course, in the history of the church, we have many different kinds of shepherds. We have seen just recently when mentioned to you from the biography of the great doctor of the church, a Jesuit doctor of the church, St. Peter Canisius, that he and St. Peter Faber were writing to each other, and he was commenting, and also he was writing to his father in Holland, in Nijmegen, that in the city of Mainz and the city of Cologne in Germany, maybe there were three good priests. Now, mind you, in those days, they were not like today. There were hundreds of priests. Hundreds of priests. And he said there were maybe three good priests. So what do we see here? This particular reality about which the prophet Saint Jeremiah writes. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture. And, of course, this has not changed at all. We see it throughout the history. St. Peter Canisius wrote in the 1500s. And we write in the 21st century. And not much has changed. In fact, if anything, it has gotten worse. So we need to not lose faith and not to lose hope if we see that there are so many shepherds, as St. Jeremiah says, who mislead and scatter the flock of the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people. You have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them. And we see this right and left. Many people do not know their Catholic faith. Why do they not know it? Now, first of all, we cannot do away with their personal responsibility that each man and woman and child has to learn their own faith, the Holy Catholic faith. But it is necessary to have shepherds, it is necessary to have teachers to lead them in the right paths of the faith. And when they are not to be found, it is no surprise that people just scatter to all kinds of evils and misdeeds. One of the things, and of course I'm sure somebody will have something to say about it, but that's okay, somebody always has something to say about everything I say. One of the things that's very disheartening today, and that very few shepherds, in fact some of them are doing it, just like everything else, that is contrary to the law of the church and to the law of God and of the scriptures, is this craze about tattoos. Tattoos, most of the exorcists of the church, including the late Father Amorth, and today Father Ripperger, and myself, among others, they are the door, the opening of the door to demonic possession and to the devil and his wiles. And of course, anyone who has had them, they need to be blessed. It's no use trying to get rid of them. You can't. They cost a lot of money, a lot of pain, and it just becomes a blank on your skin where it used to be. It is still there. And of course, sometimes there is blood poisoning and liver poisoning that happens from them, because who knows where anything comes from today. And so who's teaching about these things? They're afraid. And some of the shepherds have them. I was very disheartened when very popular young priest that's on the internet all the time, all of a sudden he came out and his arms were all tattooed. How disgusting and ridiculous this is. But that's not the subject of today. The subject of today is the fact that there is no one to teach. No one who will take and put their head on the chopping block to do that which is right. And then St. Paul tells the Ephesians a little bit different story, but it's the same story, because the shepherds are principal to this. Our Lord Jesus Christ, by his blood, and we are in the month that celebrates the precious blood of Jesus Christ, without which there is no forgiveness, without which there is no entrance into heaven. He is our peace. In Christ Jesus, you who are far off have become near by the blood of Christ, this same blood, this same Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, the head of the church, in heaven and on earth. And he broke down the wall of enmity that the devil had raised all the way back in Genesis through his incarnation, through the cooperation of the ever-Virgin Mary. And of course, this day of the week, Saturday, is dedicated to her. And in him, he who is the chief shepherd of our souls, thus he establishes peace and reconciles both with God, those who were far, those who were near. And this, of course, is what the church does in the conversion of many, many souls. And then we see another story, but also concerning the shepherds. Because one of the reasons that the shepherds are not doing their job, they're not teaching what they're supposed to be teaching, is because they're not praying enough. They're not tearing themselves apart from the world in order to unite themselves to their Lord, to their King, to their God, Jesus Christ. Prayer is necessary for the shepherds, just as it is necessary for the sheep. Do not think that anything that happens that is good and miraculous, as we saw last Saturday, happens by chance. It is the will of God. It is the hand of God, the hand of Mary, the hand of St. Michael, the archangel. And so what does our Lord say to the shepherds, the apostles? Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. And this, of course, is what a retreat is. This is what a monastery is, or a rectory is, where there is peace and no tumult and no evil, hopefully. But the devil is always assailing us and assaulting, and we need the help of God. So our Lord takes the apostles apart. But even then, the people followed. And there was a vast crowd, St. Mark tells us. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus, whom we love and who loves us, was moved with pity, with mercy. And the original word in Hebrew was hesed, which means merciful love. He was moved with merciful love for them, melting for love of them. Because, as we see today, it was then, and it has been, and it will be until the end of time, when he comes in glory and defeats the enemy once and for all. Until then, the enemy is allowed to wander about and devour souls, like a lion at night seeking the ruin of souls, as St. Peter says in his epistle. But he was moved with divine love, divine mercy for them. And he began to teach them. And so too is the role of the true shepherd, whether he be the Pope, or a cardinal, or a bishop, or a theologian, or a canon, or a priest, to teach the truth, to lead in the truth, to lead to holiness, not to own unholiness. And so today, as we pray these mysteries in this most holy sacrifice of the Mass, let us pray for vocations, for the vocations of our own parish. There are so many, and they're scattered all over. But they are growing and they come back here in one way or another, sooner or later, that we may be able to be a light to the world in the darkness, and that all that has happened here and all the wonderful things that we have been given here may be spread throughout the church. We pray for our country, we pray for this parish and for our diocese, that God may deliver us from all evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.